TFYLP is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com for all your import and third-party transformer needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey loyalty program. Now offering free basic shipping on orders of $150 or more. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com. Mega Toy Fan. Look for Mega Toy Fan at the hottest toy convention near you or online at facebook.com/mega.toyfan. Mega Toy Fan for all your vintage toy necessities. Let us know you're listening. Whatever social media network you use, give us a mention by using hashtag TFYLP. This is Insecticon Bob. He's doing very well indeed. That's because Insecticon Bob listens to TFYLP weekly. And Insecticon Bob loves Transformers, as does his missus. You can get TFYLP by downloading from iTunes today. Do not listen to TFYLP if instructed to do so by Chuck Norris. Do not place a listening device into the anus as choking may occur. Please contact a physician if an erection for TFYLP lasts longer than 4 hours.
Stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, did you take the chorus stop?
Welcome to another TFYLP, episode 147. We're going to talk about starting a collection. How do you start a collection? How do you start with your passion? And tonight I'm going to have with me Headmaster Don, who is muted or whichever.
No, that's okay. No, sorry. There we go. There we go.
That was not a massy attack, are you sure?
No, he is snoozing on the back of the chair for the moment. He is the lion is sleeping.
Good enough. Jim Black, who is drinking. I got him right when he was drinking. Go.
Hello, Internet.
Cough, cough. Hello. All right, good enough. All right. And Mr. Swift himself.
Michael, what's up?
As he's thinking.
I just had to prolong my introduction like everyone else did. I want to fit in.
Well, I wanted to make it a little different because your internet's okay and you weren't drinking a beverage at the time. So I had to make it a little different. So we're gonna start with the news, this, that, and the other, but the focus of tonight is going to be about collecting. How did we amass such a bountiful amount of crap?
Stupidity. I mean,
that's what it comes down to. I mean, you could call it whatever you want, but that's okay. We'll get to that. So we're going to jump right into with Don. And what's new this week? What happened this week that we just have to know about?
Well, I think big thing on everybody's mind right now is the announcement from BotCon. Finally, after 20 years of trying, we are finally getting Mr. Frank Welker, the voice of Megatron himself, G1 Megatron, will be appearing at this year's BotCon. In the past, back when John and Carl was running BotCon, back when Glenn was running it, when Fun Pub took over, Frank Welker has been the guest they could not get. just because the man's schedule is so insane. Brian Savage told us several years ago, his assistant told him the 1 year they thought they were going to get him, Mr. Welker does not know where he's going to be a week out because he has so many things going on. So to get Frank Welker for BotCon, I think is going to be a really, really important moment in the history of the franchise. There will be a package available that you can buy that you'll be able to get an autograph of Mr. Welker, a picture with Mr. Welker, an exclusive Megatron print, a souvenir pen, and VIP seating at his panel, which will be moderated on Saturday, which is probably a good thing because the entire panel would be him doing voice clips for however long the panel runs for all of his characters.
And that would be true.
That would be entertaining, but it would also be not very informative as far as, because the man's career is just, I'm going to say this, and I do not mean anything by this, but the legendary. The man is a legend in the voiceover community. So,
let me say one thing in this, in your little news segment. I remember when Peter Cullen first went to BotCon, and that was a big deal. And he became
Mr. Cullen, he did not know.
He became a quasi regular, and then he went on the circuit. I think it's safe to say that Frank's not going to run the same thing. He's not going to be a regular from here on out. I'm going to say that if you want to see him, if you want to get his autograph, you better be there this year.
Yeah, because the man is just literally working 7 days a week on so many. I mean, if you hear a creak behind me in my apartment, Frank Welker's probably doing the creaking floorboard at some point. So, and yeah,
he's always into something.
Yeah, exactly. So if you were on the fence about BotCon, that right there, I think would make a lot of people decide, hey, you know, if I'm going to go, this is the year.
Well, here's how I look at it. All right. And those people that know me, I'm going to tell you that you're going to have plenty of chances to meet him. So don't go this year. That way the line I have to stand in is not as long. But, you know, that's just me being a little bit selfish. But, I mean,
which is the exact opposite of what you just said. So,
well, I'm trying to be honest here. I'd rather no one showed up and then I could go right to the front of the line, but that's not going to happen. The truth of the matter is this might be your only shot. And I know that. And that's why I'm going to be there bright and early. Simple as that.
4 a.m.
Well, whatever it takes.
All right. Next bit of news, Star Saber. We've known he's been coming for a while. The pictures coming out of Takara have been nonstop since the final production run created. He's out. And it looks like, based on early numbers, Star Saber was the best-selling toy in Japan for the week of its release. So,
yeah.
A character that I've actually heard some people say, oh, that's not a G1 character. And I just look at him as like, go away. Just you need to go somewhere away from me because whatever you've got, I don't want. Star Saber, he's as G1 as you. Basically, he's Sky Ultra Magnus. If you look, he's basically Sky Ultra Magnus.
I think he's a prime. I think he's more towards a prime.
Well, I'm saying as far as toy-wise.
If the helmet was blue.
Here's what I look at, okay? I got him in. All right, here he is. Let me back up a little bit because he's freaking huge. All right. Diecast. There's some diecast back here. These are diecast. I mean, it's enough diecast that he will. There you go. He'll stand. There he goes. He'll stand. I haven't tried the dynamic pose yet. Let me see here. We're gonna do this live and see what happens.
Please don't have him punching the ground.
No, but the one that everyone does is the Van Damme. He is a little top-heavy. Let me see what happens here. There we go. Oh, he's almost got it. Almost. He's almost made it. But, yeah, I think if he had a little bit more Nope. Nope. There you go. Hard to see, but that's the karate kick.
He just kicked Death Cyrus into next week.
That's right. Which, well, actually, here you go. There we go. Now you can see.
He is kicking. Ah. Road Caesar.
If anyone needs a good kicking, it's Road Caesars.
Well, there you go. So, yes, definitely very nice. There's good articulation, as I just showed you. Kick out, this, that, and the other. If you look at a couple of reviews on them like I did, there's a lot more features. And the best thing is, in my opinion, look at this. Double-handed sword.
Yes.
And you can even get him to where he's pulling the sword out from his backpack.
Now, exactly. This is based on Energon Wing Saber, right?
I am going to read.
More like.
Oh my God, we've got negative viewers now. We actually have negative people watching the show right now. Are they
unwatching?
They're unwatching.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but you know, our live feed here, says we don't have negative viewers watching.
Our stream is just going straight into the dead universe.
Pretty much. But also now, I have not researched this, but it appears that G1 Victory Leo will fit on Masterpiece Star Saber. I've only heard about this. I've not had the chance to research it yet myself with my Victory Leo. But for those of you who are lucky enough to have a G1 Victory Leo,
How about this? Live on the podcast. If you guys can be entertained long enough, I will see.
Okay. Only on TFYLP will you see.
That's right. Because if you look back here, you can see Victory Leo on top of Star Saber.
So, okay. We'll find out soon enough.
All right.
Okay, now. Next bit of news is going to be for all you IDW fans. Several retailers around the internet, the interwebs, Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus has gone up for pre-order. Most places he's running about $46.99, which is about a little bit more than your Megatron. And, of course, this is the one we saw at Toy Fair that includes Minimus Ambus. I don't read the books. If I'm messing up the name, I apologize. And yes, I know I should be reading the books. I know. Thank you, XV. I know.
They are amazing. I bought the Hummel bundle, and I just finished reading all of them.
I thought you said you bought the Hummels.
I bought the Hummel bundle and just finished reading them all.
You say hummus?
Wow. So. Now, personally, I have Masterpiece Ultra Magnus, I have Citizen Stack, I have City Commander, so my Magnus quotient for me personally right now is filled, so I'm not pre-ordering this figure, but I know a lot of my friends are, so, and it looks great, I'm just sort of, Magnus is out right now. But I'm sure this is a big thing for a lot of people. You know, those who don't have the connection for Star Saber, this is going to be their big thing coming up. Oh, and just as a shout out, these last couple of pieces of news have been courtesy of T-Formers. Also, from WTF and TFW, we're going to bring up a couple of things as well. Piece that I believe all of us have been wanting since 84 is finally going to be available. The legendary rumored, the figure that someone you knew who knew this guy who had one. We've all known him. We've all heard the same thing.
I already got my RC, right?
No, not RC. Not RC. We are actually getting Masterpiece Blue Streak. MP18B. And I believe this is probably one of the other, if Frank Welker had not been announced for BotCon, I think this would have been the news of the week because everybody has wanted a blue streak since the toys came out in 84.
It's a lie. I wasn't even alive.
You're just wrong.
He meant everyone who's important.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. And who don't get Energon's Wingsaver homage just mixed up.
Yes. Thank you.
But that was that was just special for you guys.
Thank you. next time,
by the way, just to let you know, Lamont Howard is very upset about and says I should thrash you later, which we shall do that later.
Okay. Blue Streak looks well. I know. What do y'all guys think? Because you know of this Blue Streak.
Believe it or not, out of all the Diaclone reissues,
Diaclone,
whatever you want to call incarnations of any Transformer that I have, I do not have a blue streak.
Are they that hard to actually get?
A blue streak is extremely hard. I have a powered convoy. I have a big powered Star Saber Victory Leo. I have all this. Those are the ones, you know, Death Stars, all that. Everyone talks about, oh my God, those are the big ones. A blue streak is incredibly hard to find. Incredibly hard.
So supposedly, the rumor has been for many years since fans started getting together at BotCon and trading stories, and when the internet started getting actually usable, that some blue streaks from Diaclone before the paint jobs had been changed for the U.S. market were actually put into blue streak packages. I've never seen one that wasn't a Photoshop or a custom. And I got a feeling that Megamus would have one by now if that was the case.
Well, I don't know about that, but I can tell you that a lot of the groups and the circles that I talk to and trade from, no one has been able to confirm that that's true. And some of these people actually have one. Yeah. I mean, they have a blue streak, but to actually have one in U.S. packaging,
yeah. But that's probably one of the oldest rumors that the fandom has going back to the very first.
Because I was thinking about the Terracons in the U.S. packaging, but that came later, and that was a farce. There's a couple others, but no, that one, I would say that's probably the oldest, and I have yet to even, no one has been able to establish any truth to that I know of.
So.
Get right now is didn't they do an alternators or a vinyl tech one?
Yeah. The Binotech Racing, the first one that came out with.
There you go. As a matter of fact, the E-Hobby one was still the black hooded silver one. So even in U.S. packaging or a G1 design, should I say, we've never had one. So the closest thing would be that Binotech one, in my opinion.
Well, yep. So everybody, you know, I've already pre-ordered it, and that's going to be an awesome looking piece for the shelf. Another piece of news coming out, two more pieces of news that came out, is that we have official packages, official in package, and headshots of the two missing Aerial Bot and Stunicons from Wave 1. A Slingshot and Wild Rider, known now as Quickslinger and Breakneck. We've seen impacted pictures and loose pictures of these new characters. So those of y'all who wanted an actual, completely G1 Minasaur and Superion, we're going to begin them. And they look pretty good.
I was curious about that. I don't get into the Combiner Wars stuff, but I know that there's some short-packed figures, and a lot of people are out there just jostling and trying to find these. But in your opinion, I mean, there's going to be plenty. There's going to be enough for everyone to go around.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be like a million publishing trying to get Ghost Shooter or trying to get, you know, Stepper or something like that. I'll be honest, I don't have Wave 2 yet, so I can't really say how Off-Road looks in place of Wild Rider. But with Alpha Bravo, I like Alpha Bravo breaking up the sameness of the Aerobots. And that's not a slam against the Aerobots, but the Aerobots are visually one of the most boring teams because they're literally all the same silhouettes. Mm-hmm. Other than Silverbolt, of course. So, I mean, having an Alpha Bravo in that does break up the silhouette a little bit. But if you want, you know, if you want your slingshot in there, we're going to have them. So I'm glad we're getting these. I don't think they're a must-have unless you just prefer a G1 Minasaur or Superion. But it's going to be nice to get them. And the last bit of news we're going to cover again from WTFTFW. Thank you guys for posting this for everybody to look at. Apparently, Paramount, who we all know, does Star Trek. They also do a little thing called Transformers. They're looking at expanding the Transformers cinematic universe. Now, what this means, what it could mean, ooh. But
they're gonna do another movie? Wow.
Well, we can.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, surprise! Another movie. But could this mean side stories? Could it mean prequels? Could it mean?
I sure hope not.
You know, it could be. Are we looking at basically the Star Wars expanded universe for Transformers? Is that what we're looking at here? Maybe. I don't know. But there could be. How about a movie-verse version of Rescue Bots? At this point, anything's possible.
As long as they stay away from my sacred cow, I'm fine.
Well, if they are looking at branching off into different things, and y'all guys talk about this. If they're going to do a movie verse Beast Wars, this would be the place to try it out.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
I think that's what you get for your Energon Wing Saber snap move.
Energon Wing Saber. Perfect.
Yeah. Or my one of my favorite series, the original R.I.D., a movie R.I.D. series. An alternate universe take. Something like that. But in the movie verse, Ultra Magnus isn't a douche and he's an ass guy. That's
so. And he has all the time.
So
he can deal with that.
He can deal with that now. He has a new toy coming. He's full of confidence.
Yes.
He's also full of tinier men.
He's always been so full of men.
So. And on that note, there's a lot more news out there again, thanks to just two of the sites, T-Formers and WTF, TF 2005, about wrong name there. A lot of news out there this week. If there's anything you thought we should bring up, use Twitter with the hashtag TFYLP. If you want us to bring up at a future episode, just toss it up on Twitter and let us know. We'll bring it up if you think it needs attention. But Megamus, with the news out of the way, how is the combining going?
Well,
now
that I got that out of the way, here we have, just to show you an example, which I know this has been done before, but this is G1 Star Saber, mm-hmm. And here is the new masterpiece, Star Saber.
Aha.
So there you go. That's about a size by size comparison. It's not overly bigger, but it is a little bigger. And
but he's a little less pudgy.
He is, especially the face. Look at the head. Holy crap, they made a big head on him. No pun intended. But anyway. So, there we go. And we're still going to go, we're going to make sure that that does combine and do all this stuff and all this little hoopla and all this stuff. But you're going to have to stay tuned for that. So, the next thing we were going to talk about is collecting. And we're going to start with Michael Swift, who would be our youngest collector. And tell us about your collecting habits, tips, anything to help someone who's starting right now from scratch, who wants to get the good stuff. How do you go about getting the good stuff?
Well, let's see. So, starting from scratch, knowing what I know now, I would say, you know, choose something and stick to it. When I started, of course, I started with, I started with Beast Wars, but I was a kid at the time. I bought the stuff to play with it. But I mean, I still have a few of my childhood like Beast Wars left. So, but my interest in Transformers never waned. And I really started collecting around RID, the first one. And you know, I think the common tendency when everyone starts is let's buy everything. You know, it's a Transformer on the shelf. Let's buy it. Because I know I went through that for the longest time. And it wasn't until, I don't know, 2 years ago or something like that, that I decided that it was unsustainable to have that mentality. So if you want to, I mean, starting off right from the bat, you know, maybe sample around a little bit if you're not sure what you want to stick to, but find something you want and stick to it. I mean, and it's going to evolve. I mean, I have, you know, animated Beast Wars classics, you know, that I'm all actively buying, but, and that has come down from when I used to have Armada, Energon, Cybertron, movie verse, and all this stuff on the shelf. So that's the biggest tip I would have for any collector is, don't try to get it all, because this isn't Pokemon.
True, true.
Would you say that with the amount of things out there, you're going to have an idea of what your limits are?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, and it comes down to the same mentality that from the very beginning, you're going to see things that, you know, that you've never seen before and you want it and you're going to want to go buy it. I know when I started, I was looking at, you know, G1 toys and all this stuff. And, you know, G1 was always out of range when I was younger. But you really want to, you got to fight that urge to go out there and, you know, go on eBay and buy something, especially if you don't know what you're doing, or you don't know what you're looking at really, because, you know, just because it's old doesn't mean it's worth the price that you're seeing.
Well, as an example, when I first got into collecting Brave, I had moved up. I was starting with Dagwon, since that's my favorite Brave series and my favorite Brave mecha. Mm-hmm. And I knew saying you know just enough to be dangerous. And I paid about $75 for what I thought was the real Galaxy Shuttle, the Thunder Shuttle. And it was a high quality KO, but it was still a KO. So I wound up paying $30-$40 more than it was worth at the time because I thought I knew what I was looking at and I didn't. So do your research.
Well, we've always said that, you know, and if you're not sure, ask us. I mean, we're not the be all of collectors, but we do have some experience. Ask us or get on any of the Facebook pages. There's a ton of them. Ask people before you jump in and pay god awful amount for something that you're thinking of and it's not what you want. I mean, that we've said that all along. Always, always ask first before you spend the money. Absolutely. And we'll be more than happy to help you.
You know, plus a lot of the boards out there, T-Formers, TFW2005, Cybertron, all the major boards, there are forum groups where people ask, what is this? Is this legit? Is it a KO? So you've got the resources out there. Because it's not like back in when I was collecting, you don't have those resources and you're flying blind.
Right. Exactly.
There are a few collectors I've seen that have actually compiled actual like guides and like broken down ways to spot different knockoffs and things. You know, different artists trying to pass themselves off as the authentic genuine article, variants, you know, and things like that. One comes to mind is one that was done. I think it was I Am Ratchet that helped put that together. But it deals with a lot of Generation 1 figures and things to look out for, like the font on the packaging, you know, the coloration around the plastic window, and just different odds and ends.
Because a lot of those KOG1 figures, on just initial glance, they look right.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
But,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, James.
Oh, no, I was just saying that they're passed off as remakes. As opposed to just generic knockoffs like you get at maybe a Dollar General or you know, Big Lots or whatever, and that they're actually attempting to be passed off as the authentic original item.
There's a story a couple years ago that an online retailer had bought some Cyclonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Cycloni.
I don't know.
And thought it was a warehouse find because it was done so well that they thought it was just literally a warehouse find of old stock figures, and it turned out to be the first wave of the high quality KOs.
Yep.
So, you know, even the people that know can be fooled if the research isn't done.
Nobody's perfect, but trial and error. That's how we learn and grow.
Yeah,
but the difference is back when Don and I were collecting and we didn't have all this wonderful internet and information highway, we only knew when we did meetups or conventions or that you actually knew someone that was collecting also and you told each other what you found out. Hey, I bought this, and this is what it said, and this is what it actually was. And finding the diamond in the rough was a much harder thing to do.
Yeah, plus dodging all the dinosaurs and active volcanoes to get to the store.
Absolutely, And then there was that big thing called the wheel. I mean, that was great.
Oh, you remember when that came out? That really cut our travel time down.
Yeah, I remember the wheel. It had a grandson, Jetfire.
I bet it did. Shut up! You're not old enough. This is our conversation. Let the old people talk. You go sit at the kiddie pool. I'm sorry, the kiddie table.
Get off our lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Exactly. So, James, you started collecting a little before Michael, right?
My collecting kind of evolved out of my just childhood toys. I never really stopped playing with them or went through a kind of a lull phase that a lot of people do, and then they'll get back into it later. I was into it as a little boy, and I transitioned flawlessly over the years. Originally, how I first got into it, though, as a kid, is my older brother had some Masters of the Universe and Transformers and things, and he would always get me up at 5:30 and 6 every morning to watch the shows, and there's a few of those figures that I still have and still hold on to. And I think sentimentality is probably a big part of why a lot of people collect different things of what they do. Even younger collectors. But as for me though, I didn't really have a whole lot as a kid. But probably around the late '90s, Beast Wars, Beast Machines era is when I started to be able to, get a work permit. I was old enough to join the workforce and started picking up different odds and ends things from there. Things like, Optimus Minor and RID Rapid Run, just figures like that. It was a fun time to get into the hobby. But there were some little tips that I learned from my brother. He himself isn't a collector, but we just happened to do this just as kids. Is little Kmart in Paris, Illinois that we always went to. We would want a certain figure, but our parents wouldn't get paid till like the following week. So what we do is we'd take the RoboCop or whatever the toy was, and we would take it to some off the wall section, hide it behind like some fishing lures or some sneakers or something in a different part of the store, like way back on the bottom shelf. And then, when it came time for us to get a little money for toys, we'd go back and hopefully the employees wouldn't have found it and put it back.
Don't do this, people. No.
I still see it done to this day.
So I know.
We weren't the only ones.
No, you weren't, because, when I first started to really collect, because it's not as rampant as it used to be, but it used to be that you go into a Toys R Us or you go into a Walmart, and if you were going to be a savvy collector, you had to look two aisles over behind all the boxes, because someone has probably hidden a Transformer somewhere, and if you don't go searching, you're not going to find it.
Very top shelf of those upper compartments. I've noticed in recent years, Toys R Us has started zip tying those things shut so people can stop doing that.
Yeah, like, I remember when I got my, RID Scourge, or Scourge.
Yeah.
He was, my parents found him for Christmas, but apparently he was like far away from any aisle that had Transformers on it.
Yeah.
And they just happened to randomly come across it. And I think RID or RID by that point was already pretty much faded out, because I know that.
Yeah, Scourge came toward the end.
Yeah, because I know this was at the same time that the reissues first came back to Toys R Us.
Yep.
Because I got Ultra Magnus and Scourge that very same year. But yeah, it was someone had hidden it, and my parents just happened upon it and bought it, because they were like, we don't think he has this. And so sometimes you just gotta look in places you don't think you should be looking. Don't take that wrong. Talk about toy aisles.
Yes. Yes. Those Decepticons, they hide in some pretty fun places. First time I ever saw that Red Scourge that you were talking about, though, it was kind of funny. It was on a shelf sitting between Generation 1 reissues, Animorphs, 1-2-3 Transformers, Beast Machines, and Transkeeto and Scavengers from Beast Wars, all on the same shelf. I mean, that's like 5-6 years worth of product.
Those Transkeetos and Scavengers, though, they're pretty cool.
Well, yeah, after the fact, when they were out on the shelf, though, they were on the shelf.
Yeah, they were, man, those things were single packed. I don't know.
Our bought a smoke screen even.
Oh.
Same story.
Yeah.
But that was just one tactic, though, is, you know, hiding them like that.
But, yeah, I know some people, like, will hide stuff for their friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had anyone collecting near enough to me to be able to pull off that tactic. Like, you know, go to the toy store. I have it, you know, stashed away here. But I know that's also pretty common.
Dude, all 7 by the lingerie.
Yeah. Just dig through the aisle. No one will notice.
There's more there than meets the eye.
Oh, that was a pun worthy of me.
That was bad.
So bad it was good. You still laugh.
We're easily amused.
Yes.
We have to.
Well, to give you an update.
Oh.
This is just in from our news desk.
I've given up on how to try and make this thing combine. So I went to the internet to see if there was a way. If you look, I'm assuming these are the tabs that they're going to use to make their new Victory Leo. However, the vintage one has a nice flat base and actually clips on the front and the back, which do not line up with anything on this figure.
Oh.
So I'm still trying to figure it out.
That's it.
Could it be that the internet has lied to us?
So, that's, I mean, I can, I'm sure I could set them on there.
Don, don't you dare spread rumors that the internet tells lies.
Illusion.
No, I was just making an observation.
I can give you the illusion, but I don't see it.
Okay.
Now the backpack.
Well, you know, people make a lot of money based on illusions. They're called magicians.
Oh, there you go. So, now the backpack might line up. Now the backpack looks like it starts to line up. You look at the backpack. Now the backpack lines up with these two clips right here,
right,
going over these two pieces here, which is wonderful. But then it has this wonderful little crotch grabber that locks underneath. And this boy ain't going to get his crotch rocked over on this. I don't see it happening. Okay. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. They do not connect.
Okay.
I will continue to research further, but complete. I mean, it's definitely a G1. Victory Leo, and they just don't seem to line up at all.
All right. Well, that's something to keep our eyes on for. But, you know, if they do make a masterpiece Victory Leo, I think
I'm there.
Safe to say, yeah, I think a lot of people will be there. I think a lot of people, you know, will be. And here's the thing. if they can find a way that the G1 Victory Leo fits, what's that going to do to the aftermarket at prices of current Victory Leos until they actually announce
sure.
a new one?
Absolutely.
Third-party kit.
But I am still trying to make sure 100% that I haven't overlooked something, but it doesn't look like they even come close to fitting.
Yeah. Well, James, were you finished? I didn't want to jump in front of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's okay. Okay. I'm distracted by the Star Saber, or was it Wing Saber? Two. There's so many different ways to really start collecting, and so many reasons people do it. I know a lot of folks that they're not so much into the toys, except for like maybe their certain favorite characters. There are specific ones that they just like more than others. And they'll only collect those specific figures and nothing from the rest of the lines. You know, it's like they'll just hone in on those. There's a buddy of mine who lives across town here. He's all about Jazz and Mirage. Those are his two iconic Autobots. And that's like pretty much it for him. He'll go a little bit into some of the others like Brawl, but not too much outside of that. But then, like Mr. Swift was saying, you know, there's also people that, you know, get absolutely everything that's on the shelf and get overwhelmed. But ultimately, I think it boils down to your taste. If you want, you know, a house made out of plastic, or if you want just a couple figures on the entertainment center, you know, just how dedicated you are to the brand. But, people work extra hours, second jobs to support their hobbies.
Which is sort of an interesting, it's sort of a two-edged sword. If you're working a second job to pay for your hobby, have you gone too far in the collecting? Or is it smart that you're doing something above and beyond what you need to do to enjoy what you're buying, but your regular job still pays for your bills? Mm-hmm. So it depends on how you look at it.
Right.
Well, I look at it as, how else are you spending your money? Are you spending it in other ways that may not be as productive? Mm-hmm. Well, then, yeah, this is a good way to go. So it's not the right choice for every single person just to say, how much are you spending? How much do you make? Well, this is how much you should be devoting to this. It doesn't work that way.
Because
it's different for every person.
Yeah. I mean, if you're collecting, say, Star Wars figures, and you only buy the 3¾-inch Star Wars black figures, then you know you can budget $50 a month and get five figures a month, give or take. But if you're buying Hot Toys, Sideshow Toys, and you're getting their 12-inch figures, Magnus, you've got a couple of those, right?
A couple of toys and Sideshow Toys.
So that's not something you can just readily say, oh, I'm going to run out next week and buy the Keaton Batman or the Keaton Joker.
The difference is, I still have my house. I still have my car. My kids are fine. They have wonderful, you know, brand new shoes, all this, that, and the other. If any of those things didn't come to pass because I was buying these things, then I wouldn't. Exactly. It's different. It's different for every person.
Priorities.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to.
Well, being the oldest of the group and been collecting longer than most everybody else,
Longer than I've been alive.
Longer than I've been alive, yeah. But I was both lucky and cursed. I was born in 70. But I really, the first 10 years I was alive, toys weren't that big of a thing for me. It was really only until the mid-80s is when I got to be 14, 15 years old, and that's when everything hit. I grew up in one of the best toy decades. And again, I was in my mid-teens at the time. Transformers, G.I. Joe, although I wasn't a big G.I. Joe fan. Visionaries, Mask, GoBots. Everything that's nostalgic now started at that time in the 80s. So I was, but even before I was working a regular job, I was working with flea markets with my parents, making money on my own, and I was buying stuff. Mm-hmm. So I started collecting a lot of things. I have a complete carded selection of carded Visionaries, plus a second loose set for display. I've got GoBot. I mean, I have some of all these lines. I don't have any Brave Star or stuff like that, but I just started collecting everything because it was all so awesome. We had never had stuff like we had toy cars and plastic Indians and Hot Wheels and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Then we get all this kind of stuff. And since I had some disposable income, I wanted it all. And that was kind of a detriment to me because now my collection is so big, I can't enjoy it. It's hard to enjoy any one piece because, well, I will turn my laptop here. That's my desk. This is stuff, you know, now some of the things that I'm sorting through, you know, we lost J.D. Church last year on Ranger Free Cybertron, so some of the stuff I'm sorting through, trying to get it ready to sell to raise money for his widow for expenses. But a lot of it's mine. And yet I'm still buying a lot of different lines. So I am trying to parse down what I am buying on a regular basis, but it's difficult. When you grow up with all this stuff and you collect all these great lines, making yourself say, okay, I'm not going to buy this anymore. I'm not going to buy this. I'm only going to focus on X or Y or Z. It's very difficult. So if you're starting a collection right now, not because of what's just in the stores, but you have so many toy options. Now, I don't do a lot of the special niche figures like Vangelis does Kaleidos. You know, things such as that. You have the Kickstarter from Play With This 2, which looks to be a very incredible line of figures. You've got all the NECA stuff that you can get online. You've got figure arts with Kamen Rider and Super Sentai. Mm-hmm. So it's stuff you can't buy in the stores, but it's still out there that you can get with a click of a button and a PayPal account. So my advice on starting a collection is don't set your laptop on something that rocks. And two, what gives you the most pleasure? Is it Transformers? Is it GoBots? Is it Visionaries? Is it NECA? Is it whatever? And say, okay, I want just these figures. Maybe it's only select figures. Like, Nicholas, I'm sure you don't have every Hot Toys figure.
Oh, no.
Sorry. So just pick one or two lines you like. Pick the figures you like. And don't let it be to the point where you can't enjoy your collection because you've got so much that you love. Because mm-hmm. too much love can be bad if you can't find your voice.
I agree with that. I'm going to add a couple things to that. One of the things is as Don said, we've been collecting for a while now. And one of the things that I'm very happy about is this guy right here. And it is, and I don't talk about it too much, but
it's
a Pepsi Prime, which is autographed by Peter Cullen. And
which is also why I just have to go to BotCon to get Frank Welker to do the my G1 Megatron to put right next to it. But that's the point. My point being is when I first started, I didn't have something like that. I didn't start with that. I had a lot of loose figures from when I was a kid, and I never had a Megatron because it was a gun, and I just never could find one. And it wasn't until later that I got one and proceeded to break it. And I've had many since then. I've broken many of them. And it wasn't until recently that I got one in the box sealed. And it wasn't until recently that I even knew what a Pepsi Prime was. So, I wouldn't say recently, but anyway, through friends. And that was my key thing. Building relationships with people about the same thing that you guys like. Everyone likes. Everyone likes Transformers that watches this show. He likes Transformers. All right, you've already got something in common. When you go to these conventions, when you meet people, talk to them. Build relationships. Mm-hmm. You never know. Guy in California might find a collection and it has the piece you've been looking for. And because he's a buddy of yours, you get it dirt cheap. There you go. Now you got one. You never know. The other thing that I wanted to add, and this has helped also, and I know that I help a lot of people in this aspect, not meaning to toot my own horn, but when I started out, I built a relationship with certain dealers. Those were the dealers I went to because I knew that the stuff they sold me was legit. It was what they claimed it to be, and it was a good price. I stuck with them, and I was able to build my collection that way. That's always good. But now, and now you guys got forums, Facebook pages, social media out the butt, everything. When they decide to knock something off, man, it's on the internet. Everyone knows about it. We didn't have that. This is how we found out. The next convention we went to, we all looked at each other and went, hey, man, did you see that they knocked this thing off? It looks like this. No, I didn't. Well, here it is. And that's how you did it. You did it face-to-face. You saw it.
And then someone went, oh, crap.
Yeah, and then someone else went, oh, crap, I bought that thing. And then that's how you figured it out. But my point being is you have a lot of tools available for your collecting needs. Use them. Use all of them. Build yourself a relationship with other people. My God, other people. With dealers, with collectors, everything. It'll make it easier, cheaper, and you're going to build your collection up quicker. As far as what to do as far as your collecting habits go, it's like Don said, just collect what you like. There's a reason why I don't have every Hot Toys figure out there. And one of the funny things is I have nothing against Iron Man, but right in the beginning, when they came out with like 7 or 8 different Iron Men, I said, I can't keep up with that. I'm not going to even try to collect those. And they must have like 20 god-awful, you know, different styles of Iron Man.
So all you need is classic 70s Iron Man. No, Mark.
Well, but that's just it. So where do you stop? I have one. I have the second War Machine because it was on diecast, and that's it. That's all I wanted. So I don't have them all, but I didn't want them all. So I didn't have that. When I first started Transformers, I had that mentality of I got to get them all. And then I got them all, and then I'm like, I don't want them all. So then I got rid of some. So what it boils down to is just collect what you like, you know, that's what it comes down to. And it's all social. It's all social.
One of the things is it's one of the bad things, though, is with everyone being so social, it's easy to get caught up in the hype for something.
Sure.
And then everyone says, oh, I'm getting this and I'm getting that. And it's like, well, I like it, but do I want it? And then everybody else is getting it. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get it. It's not, you know, then you realize.
I got to get it. You're getting it. I got to get it. You're going to get it. I got it. You got it. Well, yeah, I got to get it. Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's like I have it in route. I have a Year of the Goat Optimus Prime coming. One of my friends asked me, why the hell did I buy that thing? And I said, maybe because that's it's basically a reverse of the G2 color. The tanker and the robot are detailed but kind of plain, and all the weapons are neon and colored. So it's an inversion of the G2 theme, and I love G2, but the Soundwave, I have no desire for that Soundwave at all. I would probably break that with the Linkin Park Soundwave or something, as I don't want.
At least it comes with all the cassettes.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just saying, as far as deco motif. So but everyone I know, it wants a Soundwave, just to a degree. So, you know, sometimes you like stuff other people don't. Sometimes you like stuff they do. You just keep it in check.
True. All right. I'm trying to get all the conventions and everything lined up here. I don't think to do shout outs for. I did find the one. So. And as always, I'm still having a problem finding the one for the Midwest. It's so hard to find.
Well, obviously, there's the two main conventions, BotCon in June in not Chicago, but outside Chicago. I can't remember the town.
But closer is JoeCon.
Ah, yes.
JoeCon's going to be April 9th through the 12th. We're not all just about Transformers. We're also about kind of the conventions. JoeCon is April 9th through the 12th, Springfield, Illinois. It's going to be hosted by Bum Pub, as we all know. So, It's going to be a good convention. That's one to hit.
And I did read that there's going to be some new products shown at JoeCon.
Correct.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I can find it. Yep. We have another one called Triclops decided to let us know that there's a local meetup, as you can see here, in the New England area.
Oh.
Going to be at Kamikaze, I guess that's how you pronounce it, 407 yeah. Highland Avenue in Somerville, Massachusetts. March 29th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because the Midwest is tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, the Midwest is tomorrow here in Indiana.
I'm still looking also for this one thing for that. But yes. Well, since you know where it's at, hit it. Where is it at?
I'm
just going to be there. I don't know where it's at.
Right. No, it's at Closet Space Collectibles. It's in South Indianapolis, not quite to Greenwood, on Madison Avenue. And it's at 11 o'clock. A bunch of us are going to be getting together there, and you know, have a little swap meet. Probably going to maybe stop by and get something to eat on our way to the new Transformers exhibit at the Indianapolis Children's Museum. After that,
there you go.
So that's going to be a bunch of fun.
Trying to find the.
Well, I've got one ready to go. Got one. Today and tomorrow, it's already going now. DairyCon, it's been around for several years. I've never had the chance to go, unfortunately. I'm usually limited to one trip per year. But DairyCon is today and tomorrow in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And for the first year, they are allowing walk-ins this year. So if you're in the area and you go to DairyCon, that is going on. Also, don't forget, in October, we have the return of TFCon to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And of all places, my backyard, Charlotte, North Carolina, which is going to be awesome because I can drive. one of our own, Daniel, was working with the people of Shardicon. I'm sure everybody remembers Shardicon. I wasn't able to go, and I've been told I missed one of the most awesome times in the universe.
You did.
But they are working together to bring TFCon to Charlotte, so that's definitely going to be on my to-do list because I'll have vacation time again built up. So that's definitely something to look for. But while Magnus is looking for that, we want to bring up our sponsors. For all the stuff we've talked about tonight, Magnus and everything else, be sure to check out CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. And if you're looking for something a little more retro, a little something, you know, offbeat that you don't find in every corner of the internet, Mega Toy Fan might just have that one thing you need to make your life awesomer.
And we're going to go with our new slogan, which is Mega Toy Fan. Right? Maximize your collection with Mega Toy Fan.
That's the new logo that I could not remember. Sorry about that.
I like it.
It's all right. It's still new. It's catchy. It's coming.
Yes.
And 6025 Madison Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana. That is where Closet Space Toys is, and that's where the meetup's going to be tomorrow. What time is that going to be, Jim?
Is it 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock.
11-ish. I don't know if we'll start on time. Pretty much just when everybody pulls in and walks in the door.
There you go.
I believe the store itself actually opens for business at 9.
And my understanding is they're going to pull back a bunch of G1, Transformers stuff just for the meetup. So you definitely want to be there and see what they have.
Yeah, I've not heard what items. I've heard some rumors of a couple things that might be in the circulation there, possibly maybe a combiner of some kind, a light blue smart truck, I don't know.
There you go.
So, sounds like they got some pretty good stuff that they're going to be offering some discounts and things for the meetup.
So, sounds like a good place to be.
If you're in the area, check it out. If not, make the road trip. It'll be fun.
Can't be too far away.
I don't know. Come see the Transformer exhibit at the Children's Museum. That might be worth the
trip. Well, that's the other thing. You guys are going to go see that too afterwards, yes, aren't you?
Oh,
pretty much looking forward to that.
Hey, Magnus, I want to bring up one thing that just brought to my attention on Twitter. It wasn't directed at us, but it was directed to on one of my feeds. It was Barricade 64, who's a friend of Superhero Time. And RFC just announced that there's a lightning deal at Amazon. For those of you that like Power Rangers, y'all know that last year we got the Red Ranger with Tommy's shield, the armored Red Ranger, and apparently it's $18 right now on a lightning deal at Amazon. So I just wanted to bring that up to any Power Ranger fans that might be listening.
There you go.
It's a great figure. So it's not Lightspeed Rescue, which is, of course, the best series, you know, but that's just, you know, my opinion.
Yeah.
I was partial to the original, but that's okay.
Yep. Well, Lightspeed and RPM, I'm kind of torn between the two, so.
Dio.
Well, I've got Pyramidus. Midas. He is the best carrier sword they did.
Okay,
but, yeah, it's what's the competition? Titanus and Tor.
Exactly.
Tor's a box.
Titanus, what a name.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go into that. That's a great joke. Right to center. In any case, we have anything else? We did the news. We did the collection. What else we got? Anything?
Did we mention Dystopia last week as being available from Make Toys? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter. We'll say it again. Hit it.
Okay. For those of y'all that remember, Make Toys did Utopia, which was their version of Metroplex. They are coming out, and it's available for now pre-order at their website, Dystopia, which is colored as Metro Titan, as everybody remembers, was basically a Decepticon version of Metroplex that appeared in Battlestars, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Battlestars. So it's $379.99, I believe, is the price. Which is going to be a lot cheaper than a boxed Metro Titan, probably. So I just wanted to bring, because that's got a lot of people's attention. It's in the buzz, and a lot of people that I talk to who really want that figure, again, because you're not going to get a Metro Titan for less than $400.
True.
So I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, good. Alrighty.
So did anyone get anything new lately?
Anything new?
I had this coming.
Star Saber.
Yeah, you got the cool thing.
Yeah.
I got this in from Hasbro Toy Shop. I bought it last week on last week's episode. Yep. So I had previously, bought Optimus, and so it made me really worry about Motor Master. And while his torso mode still suffers, I do think that the figure works better as Motor Master and as Menasor than it did as Optimus and whatever his combined mode's supposed to be called, Ultra Prime.
Yep.
So I got that in. It's pretty good. His head sculpt is pretty awesome. Too blurry to see there. Focus. There you go. He's pretty good stuff. And I went on a Leo Prime kick.
Two of them.
Yeah, I got two Leo Prime.
The Leo Breaker mold and the Thunder.
Thundertron. Yeah, Arms Micron.
Thunderbird. That's not right.
Yeah, I had gotten I had recently bought a bunch of stuff from Duran and or Duran, but I had gotten a Shining Lyo Convoy, and it made me sort of Lyo Convoy crazy.
Well, I'll be honest. The Thundercon mold is not one of my favorites, but I love the way it looks as Leo Prime.
Yeah, he does look really cool.
That works really well.
Oh, and he comes with a little moon sword, which I found.
Sailor Moon knows he stole that from her.
Not Sailor Moon. Moon from Beast Wars the Second. You guys know of this character, right?
Yes. I have the toy.
You do?
Yes. I have a moon. That's no moon. It's a moon.
What is it supposed to be? Some sort of space rabbit?
Not a rabbit.
I don't even know.
Space Usagi.
Like a raccoon, isn't it?
So Bucky O'Hare then?
Yes.
Okay.
I would go with that more.
Well, paint him green. Paint him green and that would work.
Yeah.
There you go. What about you, James?
I don't have one.
I mean,
an opinion?
Keep it.
Oh.
Have you got anything new?
I thought you meant a green rabbit. I'm like, what? No,
I don't have one. I don't have an opinion on nothing.
No, man. As far as things that are new, man, that this week has been good to me. I've got. I'm a little bit behind. I'm playing catch up here because I've been in a weird way the past year.
You're playing mustard.
Drag strip, Alpha Bravo, was it Skydive? Power Glide, Blackjack, let's see, the new Armada Starscream, Scoop, which Scoop is awesome. The new Roadbuster, the new Whirl, which those two are amazing. I love those. Ryan Ox, which took forever to get the panels in place.
Oh, yeah.
Rat Trap, ditto.
Both of those, by the way, the Japanese version, much better. Just letting you know.
I don't know about the Rat Trap.
I didn't mind it. I had to do a little bit of altering. I don't know how well you can see, but I ended up having to paint the face a bit because he had to have the red mouth and the teeth.
Look, here we go. See? Much better. Much better. Just a nicer, especially Rhinox. Rhinox, the Japanese version, was just hands down better.
And then everybody's favorite, Waspinator.
And the Waspinator, Japanese version, was much better, too. Sorry. But.
I don't know. I have to see him in person.
I'm content.
I like them both.
I'm content with what I got. It works for me.
Well, the difference is that's only $15, and I think the Japanese was, what, $35, $40?
Yeah.
So I would have
sprung for it if Takara had released, maybe the Predacon version of Rhinox. And that's what I really want. Somebody get me a Predacon Rhinox.
Well, there's a Viacon version. It's Tank War.
No, I want the one from the episode where they made him a Predacon.
I'm kind of surprised we've not heard of that as a store or a Wonderfest exclusive, because that's something so niche specific that only that mold could do, obviously. It seems like it would be some kind of fan, a show exclusive, or a Japanese store exclusive to get Predacon Rhinox, like all those mini cons were.
Yeah.
What about you?
Can wag, you know.
I remember
that one episode he blew Megatron through the wall of the ship.
Yeah, the low road.
We have to come up with something. We can't end on that. All right.
Okay. Can't end with an end.
That Rhinox is going to be disaster in 5 to 10 years.
Well, Megan,
as all of his panels dry rot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I just made you sad. It made me sad when I thought about it too.
Now he's made of Surtur stuff. He'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll do Shapeways. It'll work.
What did you get, Magnus? Star Saber.
Star Saber.
Wing Saber.
Shut up. Star Saber.
But does he form pants for Optimus?
I can make that form
pants
for Optimus.
If you smash them together hard enough, yes.
I think that's accomplishable about the bubble. So, absolutely. The only other thing, and I talked about it last week, was going to Lexington Comic Con, and I got my Jeremy Bullock signature on my 12-inch Boba Fett. So that was like the highlight of my month so far. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Kind of on the down low.
Let's see. Well, I think I may have mentioned this last week. I picked up Solo Chogokin and Gal Gaigar. I picked up Star Saber. I have a Figure Arts Master Asia coming in because we know G Gundam is the best Gundam series, with the possible exception of Build Fighters. I also have incoming the Year of the Good Optimus Prime, and I picked up a alternative Banzai Tron for $20 shipped.
Wow,
not bad.
So that was kind of like it may not be the best figure, but I like the way it looks in those colors. But as far as the best deal, that's the best deal I've gotten in a while.
No kidding. Hey Don, the Year of the Good Optimus. Is that the Laser Rod Optimus mold?
Yeah, that's the one in the copper and clear.
Yeah.
And the hot pink.
Yeah. Right. I still don't understand what's with all the translucent and weird colors on the Year of the .. figures.
Where are the goats?
Dragon, snakes, and goats. Oh, my.
Well, I haven't seen... I've been trying to find an article that somehow might explain how goats symbolically would tie to Prime.
but I haven't seen anything like that yet. So it may be something. Huh?
They all like to eat trash.
One likes to eat it. There you go.
So I'm thinking maybe it's something in the native language that would make more sense as far as something translated, but, you know.
I think it's one of those things, like when we had, was it Rick Alvarez or was it Aaron Archer, where they said it was probably just an intern?
Rick.
Yeah, I think that was Rick.
About the Blitzwing and the Astro Train.
If we got a moment, let's talk about that Blitzwing and Astro Train.
I love them.
Those things are ugly as sin.
Now, the Blitzwing I like because it's kind of a thrush-ish kind of look. But Astro Train, I'm calling him Safety Astro Train.
Yeah, but why?
The only thing that I can even come close to guessing it would have been inspired by would have been Mock Tackle, and that's a stretch at that.
Yeah, that would be
more than a stretch. There's no way.
I know. That's the only thing my brain can snap to. Other than that, I'm clueless.
Now, here's something else that'll blow your mind. What if Make Toys or the two Astro Trains that have come out recently? Evil Star and Chiguru. What if we get a repaint of them in this Safety Astro Train colors?
That would be hilarious.
That would be
hideous.
That would be strange. And also Platinum Insecticons.
Yes.
$79.99. Canadian retail $109.
And they're not orange.
They're not. You said they're not orange. They would probably be worth more if they were orange at this point.
Yeah. So some of these Platinum releases lately are just kind of...
off the wall. Like,
yeah, they just don't make any sense.
But at some point in the future, someone's going to be hunting these things down because they were crazy colors that...
Yeah. Nah. I disagree because there's too many people going, these are going to be worth money. That's why.
I don't mean money. I just mean
it's
more.
It's the ones that you don't that think like, that are worth money.
I just mean it more in the, you know, you have those collectors that love variants, and the more variants they can have on their shelf, the better. And those are the kind of people that maybe not worth a whole lot, but they'll be the ones that want them. Yeah. Now, if they make one gold and they, you know, artificially inflate the price by giving it gold plastic syndrome, you know, there you go. That's how you make some money.
Let me ask y'all this then. The Japanese sets coming out in the sets of five. How many of y'all want to see G2 colors in these sets? Because that's something we've talked about this on RFC, but I just want to get y'all see if y'all would y'all want to see all these, because with them coming out in sets, all they have to do is just make a box, a G2 box for these sets, and just keep all the same contents. Do y'all want to see those? I mean, would y'all see the money goes for new molds?
There would be so many possibilities they could just take and run with any of those in G2 scheme. I mean, Devastator alone, you've got the green version, you've got the yellow version, and then you've got the orange version on top of that.
Plus a Diaclone version if you wanted to get kind of retro on that as well.
I guess if you want to do that, or like the Mr. Hard Hat or whatever.
I've wanted that for years and never could find one.
Right, but as far as G2 specific,
I have two of them. Like
that.
What the heck is Mr. Hard Hat?
It's a Zybots. It's a Remco. It's a Remco toy.
It's not Remco. It's 4-star.
Is it 4-star? Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm thinking of the other Zybot figure.
The other one I'm still looking for.
It's Devastator. Doesn't get invited to the family reunions.
I just. But I hope the guy that designed the G2 Bruticus box does all the boxes for any of these exclusives. Because I would just, it'll be my collector's room would be like the wall that BBTS had when Metroplex came out at BotCon, yeah, of just all these G2 boxes just piled up in one gigantic diorama.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not much. There's another possibility there, because you know, with Hotspot in the pipeline, odds are we'll probably get a G2 Defensor repaint out of those molds. Probably a G2 Menasor, I would imagine, since we got the G1 Menasor scheme. I don't know if we'll get like a G2-ish off-road, or if that's kind of a...
You turn him into Pyro, and then you make a whole combiner set around, you know, the UK...
Yeah. The Rescue Force or whatever.
Yeah. All
right.
What is that?
Hotspot.
Only because you asked. Only because you mentioned.
Oh, there it is.
That's, yep, Mr. Hard Hat.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
That would be delightful.
If I can get these to load. There's the box set.
That looks like a Furion.
Okay.
He looks like he has Jetfire's head.
It does.
I've been trying to find that for
Sound wave missiles.
Is this a knockoff or something? Or
no, yes, this is.
Well, it was an off-off company.
Oh, knockoff! I thought you said mock-up.
No,
sorry.
And just in case you're wondering, this is the resource area in TFW. And if you look, you see if I can find it right here. What's that say right there?
Meg.
Yeah.
Megamus.
Megamus. I got all those pictures. Those are mine.
It says me.
Yes. I have a couple of them.
Shut up, Meg.
But yeah, I mean, look at this. A Seeker launcher.
Yep.
With a Mirage missile.
Wow.
Thing's awesome. Love it. Yep. Now, Remco did do one. Let me see if I can find that picture. Remco, I've been looking for. That one's
again.
You mentioned Remco.
This is what I was talking about being in the 80s. Because you had all, I mean, I saw these on shelves at Rose's, y'all remember Rose's department stores here in the South. I saw both of these and I never bought them because I was just buying Transformers.
Rose's.
Good luck finding one now.
Yeah. Before Walmart got to be real big in the East and South, like the Atlantic states, Rose's was the dominant discount retailer in those states.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm able to find it, but here you go. Just give you an idea. Since we're on that little kick, real quick. Knockoffs. You have the Black Four Star. Get that nice little wild thing.
Oh goodness.
Hey, I think we found Astrotrain's dad.
Those colors.
Yeah, look at that.
That is amazing.
Here we go.
That is actually a four star sound wave. Sorry, shockwave.
Shockwave.
Four star. And if you look right here, it's got a handle. So this piece pops off and it becomes a shield, as opposed to the G1, which does nothing.
Hmm.
Okay.
There's the white one. And they did Dinobots too. These are four stars.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, is that an orange Dinobot? Awesome.
Nah, it's it's actually blue.
Horse and stuff came.
Like, is it? So it's safety. Was that?
More like G2, yeah. Then there's a nice crazy Supreme, and it actually comes with another head that looks like Voltron. It's got Voltron. It's just a collage of crazy.
Broadside, I think.
Oh, is goodness.
Broadside in there?
What?
So, which the one? Torso of Crocodile looks like Broadside.
I think it's just a plane that they stuck in there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that's just plain silliness.
You guys always show me the strangest things.
Yeah.
Well, wait to the next one.
All right.
Megan, check the chat. I found the Remco combiner, the Zybot combiner.
Yeah, I can never find that. I got a picture of it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a picture of the back of this box that shows a better picture, but we'll go with this one.
They call it Multiforce. That's interesting.
Yeah, and literally, this guy right here is sitting right here, and this guy right here is sitting right there. And the rest is two pieces of plastic. That's the chest. It's got two cars going opposite ways and plastic. And that's it.
Wow.
Because I remember seeing the combiner on a back end cap at my local Roses for $15 in 1986. And I did not buy it.
I would hate to tell you what that thing would go for now.
Well, but I'll tell you why I didn't buy it, because that was the only store I ever saw Deluxe Insecticons available in my area, and they had three of the four. The only one they didn't have was Chop Shop. It took me 50 to find a box Chop Shop.
Yeah, try and find the others now.
Yeah.
Zybots are pretty tough to find.
Yep.
There's actually a few others, too. There's, what was the other one called? Racetron, which I have that one. That one was also a four-star. It's called Racetron. It was all race cars like the Stunticons. Huh. So, I mean, there was just so much out. But so, we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
Now,
anyway,
collecting. You could collect knockoffs if you wanted to, like I do. See, when you get all the G1 stuff and all the G1 goodness and you get bored, you collect knockoffs. Vintage, wonderful knockoffs. Goofy stuff, like this guy right here. Okay, goofy stuff. Different colors, just goofy. Goofy stuff.
Or you'd be like me when you were done with collecting Transformers at the time, you start collecting Brave.
Or you get
which is another 9 years, which is another 9 years worth of product.
There you go. In any case, we got anything else? I think we're about done with this one.
I think we're good.
Alrighty. Well, there you have it. Some of the tips, run through them real quick. Be sociable. Get on the websites. Get on the forums. Make sure you know what you're looking for. Get in real buddy-buddy with your dealers. That way you can get the best deals. And don't spend your money recklessly.
Yeah, be focused.
Collect one thing, stay focused. Absolutely.
Yeah, essentials first, fun later.
Well, but it's all fun. It's all fun. If you're trying to save up for college or that house or whatever, go to the stock market, not this. So there you go. All righty. And with that being said, I think we're going to wrap this one up. Mike, got anything last words?
Nope.
All righty then. Jim?
Yeah. I just want to say I'm really looking forward to this Transformers Cinematic Universe they announced. And I hope they bring in, like, Mask and GoBots into it. Maybe even G.I. Joe.
All righty. Don?
Nope. Just everybody take care. Be good.
Oh, I have something. If you want to support the Lost Protectors, go to the Kickstarter page for Play With This 2. It only has something like, I think, 30 hours left. So it's hitting the home stretch. It's not funded yet, so you know, it needs some help.
Last I checked, I think they had something like 17,000 left to go. They're really close.
Yeah, I mean, and it jumped up like 20,000 in the first day. So I mean,
yeah, we can 47 hours left. So that's just a little over 2 days left.
Good. There you go. And one other thing, Lamont Howard decided to throw his 2 cents in, which is worth a lot. He says, when collecting, make sure you pay your bills first.
Yes, priority. You know,
words to live by. I agree.
Pay your collecting bill first.
That's right. Before the collectors come a knocking. And
because Take it from all of us at one time or the other, all of us have probably had to live on ramen for a couple of weeks.
I like
or ramen. Or at least supplement it for that one purchase we knew we shouldn't do but did anyway. Yeah, it's not fun.
And on that note, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this one up. And just remember, if you're collecting wisely, you don't have to worry about who's knocking at the door. If not, you have to worry about it being the bill collectors, or it could be one of us. That being said, we'll see you next time the next TFYOP.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.